And oh, they just had such a little bit of stuff, and oh, I could tell you a lot of things in Saw 2. We got a fellow here, he was, you know, had a half six in the land, you know. And he went there one day and his check didn't come, and he wanted this Tanny Hill to let him have just little groceries. The next day that check come in, you know. And he Tanny Hill told him, I can't do it. I just ain't got money to replace it on the shelf again. I just can't yet. This time is just that hard.
Mercy.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was tremendous. Man, Pop said to go down to the little store, just a little bit of stuff, you know. And that's all it was. Once they never appeared at Fairview.
Huh. When did Fairview come into the picture?
Gosh, if Pop was there, he'd tell you, you know, they finally started, you know, down the little store too there. And, you know, Pop said the first little old bag was the Willis Brothers put in. Pop said he used to come and jump down on the little floor, just groping down, you know. And, oh, I tell you, it was... We had pictures of people took one that began to start town, you know. But Oklahoma, people that showed them to me, you know. Oh, it was fine, no town at all. This guy finally got started, you know. And finally, you know, finally Rusk, they finally moved over there to Fairview.
You know, it's left in the cemetery.
Yeah, it's all left cemetery. Yeah, it was nothing. Probably used to go to... Probably his whole folks to Hennessy, Oklahoma, team wagon, 2 days.
My goodness, boy,
it took
boy.
2 days to make the trip.
O'Keen wasn't even there, huh?
No, oh no, it wasn't none in town. Papa was called Old Hennessy.
Huh.
Pop said the worst trip they'd always have was going down. They'd have to cross that eagle, Chief. You see one of those bridges.
And then would they go over this way, or?
They'd go up here about towards Clem, go. Had pig trails, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pop said, the neighbors had a bunch of them go together, 4 or 5. They'd always get stuck, you know, with their loads of meat. And then they'd put on extra teams to pull out. Pop said, them banks, see, that's where they always had all their worst trouble was going to. There, they had to cross that Eagle Chief 5 times, he said, way around. Oh, it was a hard line.
Huh.
Then Pop said, they'd get up there and they'd steal 4 or 5 worth of wheat on the load. Uh-huh. But they had to go ahead and take it and sell it.
Yeah.
Get about 40 cents a bushel sometimes worth.
Lose $2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a hard line. Yeah. A lot of them just wouldn't stay with it, Robert. They just pull out. They got so hard.
Yeah, well, Miller and Robert.
Never know it. When you went there, you had to scoop that wheat off. You didn't dump it. You had to scoop it off.
And do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Hmm. Goodness. I bet he was glad to see Fairview grow.
Oh, they're glad to see. Papa said the first time that they got a place they could unload, finally they got a railroad track, you know, running to Rusk.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go there and scoop your wheat off in the car. Yeah,
oh,
scoop it in the car.
That was a big day.
Oh, yeah, scoop it off in the car.
Well, I bet this country boomed then when they had a railhead.
Oh, yeah, they finally got a railroad then and got one right up here, you see. It was in Perry.
Did the Mennonites come in here early?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they come in early.
And then right off in Homestead.
Yeah, right, right in North Pop did. Yeah, they all come right in.
Huh. What keeps Fairview going now? Is there any industry or?
Oh, about the biggest thing they got is them produce. I know he's about the biggest turkey guy in the state. Is this Howland down here? You probably heard about him. This guy, Oklahoma City even comes up here when they have them meetings. You know.
Hmm.
Oh, he's tremendous. I guess he got $1 million business put in there. But I don't know, that doggone town, I'll tell you if I was down here, sure, you know, for a little kind of, they're overbuilding. Well, they're going in places, they're putting up high as 300 new homes going to go up there at a time now.
That's not as going up. That's why I was wondering what supports them.
You go out south down and go around, they're putting up so many homes out that way. See, that's where you going in town this way, you don't see that.
Uh-huh.
But you have to go to the south edge of town and then go east, and then you see them where they're going. Mm-hmm. Put 300 out there.
For who?
Well, that Wayman Connection you hear so much about. You know, I got their Shell Chevrolets and Oldsmobiles, and yeah, he's got to put them up. 300 in one
box. Yeah, who's he building them for?
We don't know. We can't figure out it. And then they got these GI homes right here. You go in town and a lot of new ones.
I guess he figures maybe the missile base will fill him up, huh?
Well, he's got some idea about something, or he surely wouldn't be on building there. We figured they're expecting an auto boom, you know. They kept talking about 300 wells going up around here.
That'd be nice.